The Agriculture Department did something few agencies do and more should: show off what they accomplished after more than 2 years of focused work. As a lighthouse agency for the IT modernization services provided by the Centers of Excellence, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says these technology modernization efforts have helped break down bureaucracy and streamline services. Federal News Network's executive editor Jason Miller has more about what USDA has accomplished.
The Witten Patio in the Agriculture Department's Jefferson Drive building served as the backdrop for more than two dozen examples of how the agency has changed over the last 2 years. The recent USDA Impact Expo was a celebration of the changes brought on by the agency's partnership with the General Services Administration's Centers of Excellence Unit. Program leaders from nearly every bureau didn't mention the cloud or talk about the tools behind the agency's leadership dashboard. Instead, the displays highlighted how actual services have changed. Secretary Sonny Perdue points out two of those initiatives.
But we've got the tools at hand that bring a lot of that data and information that was residing in your mission areas in many places, but we put it visually there where we can, our leadership can look there and help us to make the best decisions, not only leadership, but really people down in the effort, because my assumption is that everybody wants to be better, and that's what these kind of tools help us to do. So these dashboards really give us a data analytics platform and able to make the best decisions. We're streamlining efforts for other Americans as well, although they may not realize they interact with USDA. The Forest Service has launched a pilot program for an e-permit for Christmas tree applications, and a program proved to be highly successful.
Perdue says the key to many of these efforts is simply remembering people do business with people. That's the starting point for the modernization efforts. To that end, USDA and the COEs are focusing on improving USDA's contact center in 2020. Anil Cherian is the director of GSA's Technology Transformation Service, which houses the COEs. He says the COEs help agencies look for simple questions to answer that will improve services.
We've created the One USDA or Ask USDA Contact Center. It's really a state-of-the-art contact center. It's the ability to look at intake of calls, connecting that to web, connecting that to chatbots, really that omni-channel experience, so that if you're a farmer and you're calling in, you're not hearing different things based on different answers. So it's the one contact center. So that's just the beginning. It's a core capability that USDA now has. What we're helping them do is to move that in by mission area so that each mission area can then leverage this new contact center. You know, I don't know how many we will end up with. You know, there's probably about 35 plus contact centers in USDA. We might bring them down to a few, but that's the whole effort here.
Cherian credits the success of the programs to USDA's decision to drive business process change across the COE initiatives. Two of those initiatives are customer experience and contact centers. I caught up with the leaders of both of those areas to talk more about how the COEs and USDA transformed. Tamika Hamlin is USDA's co-lead of the Customer Experience Center of Excellence and Contact Center.
Right now, we have a couple of channels that's already in place. We have email, we have phone, and we're working to bring together like social media and all the other channels that we can actually interact with. We're bringing all those things together in this phase as well. But we're starting off at the ground zero with the zero and tier one, so we can get all the agencies on new technology, IVR, natural language processing. So we're working on bringing all this together.
There's several contact centers already. The first goal is to get everyone standardized across technology.
Yes, that's the first goal, because some of these call centers that we're bringing in into one contact center to ask USDA. But some of these call centers are now stood up and some of them have no technology. Some of them are on a swivel chair process, right? So some of them are just doing tier one and tier zeros. Others are on several different tiers and more complex. So in this process, we're doing it in phases so we can start to modernize the technology and the infrastructure and then build on building out the other tiers.
I liked your phrase, the swivel chair technology, meaning they're moving from one computer screen to the other.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what the technologies, you mentioned some things like natural language processing. I imagine buzzwords like AI, machine learning, RPA all fall in there. But can you walk me through kind of what the technology phases will look like?
First of all, as we get the agencies roll out to the other 10 agencies that's not on the ASUSDA beyond this pilot that we're currently running now, I think what we want to do, like I said, is basically get the infrastructure there. Then we want to, at some point, start integrating with other systems maybe because they're using these in other tiers. We also, in some areas, want to build a external portal, a customer portal, because that would be helpful. Right now, customers can go and do the chat, the Salesforce chat pretty much. charge, and a case can be created from there. But a customer at some point may need to log in to actually see their loan information or see it, or get an email where they can check a balance or something in that regard. So there's different levels, and I think that the approach that we're going and doing it in phases is the right approach.
That was Tamika Hamlin, USDA's co-lead of the Customer Experience Center of Excellence and Contact Center. I then caught up with Jana Kimosh, a senior customer experience strategist at USDA.
We have done a lot of different approaches to infusing customer experience to USDA. We believe that it's something that is already being done all across USDA. Our role as the Office of Customer Experience is to just bring that to the forefront, to elevate that, and to remove any barriers to providing them the best customer experience possible. And so we talk about how customer service is the interaction, but customer experience is about the entire relationship. So we talked to the leaders of the different mission areas at USDA and asked them, what do you want your impact on customers to be? If you by the time you leave here, what do you want to leave as your legacy on the customer experience? And so we are talking about that here today and talking about the different legacies that the leadership wants to leave, but we think it's equally valuable to talk to our employees and ask what legacy do you want to leave? What is your impact on customers?
When you talked to the mission areas, what were some, if you will, trends, what were some common themes you heard about what they wanted to do in terms of improving their customer experience?
One of the things that is at the forefront is empowering our own employees. We believe that they are the experts in their customers. They're the experts at what they do, but sometimes they just need to be empowered in a way that removes barriers, that removes administrative burden, improves processes, so that they can ultimately provide better experience. So that was one thing noted across a lot of different mission areas, was that they want to give their employees tools to allow them to provide excellent customer experience.
You mentioned tools, that's actually an interesting segue, because one of the things that Secretary Perdue mentioned was this idea of the contact center and how the omni-channel experience, and that's a big customer experience issue too, because if I emailed you and I called you and the two contact centers don't know that I emailed and I called, that's frustrating to the user, and the user generally doesn't understand the difference. How are you infusing customer experience into the contact center discussion?
The folks that are working on developing the contact center went out and did a ton of blueprinting sessions to understand how it's currently done across USDA and how customers are currently being served. And what we're working towards is developing a comprehensive knowledge base that allows whoever answers the phone to be able to look up the answer to your question. So you call one number and you get the answer to your question on the spot. We are also incorporating, like you said, the web, the email, the chat, so that no matter what your preferred channel of communication is, you're going to get the consistent answer, you're going to get the accurate answer, and you're going to get it in a timely manner.
Are there any mission areas that you can point to that are already kind of taking this ideal of customer experience and implementing it in some way, adding new services, initiatives, and the like?
One of the really exciting things that I'll point out is that Rural Development has an initiative in rural broadband called Reconnect that they are trying to expand broadband to all rural areas. And that's really important for our customer experience, for farmers and producers in those areas to be able to be connected and see the latest data, the latest information, and be able to connect with USDA on the spot.
That was Jana Kimosh, a senior customer experience strategist at USDA. She adds USDA is measuring the success of its customer service efforts by seeing how farmers and producers are spending less time to obtain services and making those services easier to use. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Check out Jason's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.